All right, and now on the line we have one of my favorite singers, Michael Bolton. Good morning, Mr.
Hey,
Bolton.
Michael.
Thank
Good
you for
morning.
Joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you're not from Detroit, but you have fallen in love with Detroit to make this great movie about the city. When did your love affair with Detroit begin?
Well, my love affair with Detroit began when I was a kid and I was hearing this great music coming from Detroit. I had never been to Hitsville until I think it was 2012. And they said that we could, it was my tribute album basically to Hitsville, and they said we could film the studio where all of those number ones took place and all that amazing creativity happened. So we brought the cameras in and we're filming and we're hearing these amazing stories. And you have to just basically listen to Smokey Robinson talk about what it was like in that studio. You know, we're filming it and we're thinking we've got everything we need for the album. And someone mentioned what was going on in Detroit, because I've been touring there for like 35 years or more. And you can't not see the blight that still remains. You can't miss how much work needs to be done. But what I didn't know was a lot of people were pouring a lot of money into the rebuilding of Detroit. And we basically were filming downtown. So we met with Dan Gilbert at Quicken Loans. They're pouring in hundreds of millions of dollars. We met with the Illich family, and I wound up basically interviewing them, which is kind of funny to see myself on the screen in that role. But we found out that a tremendous amount of cash and resources were being brought into Detroit to rebuild it, and we decided to make a film about that. And every year for the last 5 years, we go back and descend upon Detroit and film a different area, or we film the growth of the same area that we visited a year before. Every year it gets bigger and better. More stores, more restaurants, more startup businesses, office space being full. I think it's at 99% occupancy.
The movie is called American Dream Detroit. Michael, I want to go back to something you said at the beginning of our interview. You filmed in the studio. Now, is this the Motown studio that these great songs came out of?
That's right. At Hitsville, the building, the Hitsville, is the Hitsville Museum. It's the Motown Museum. And so it basically, you can see the floor worn out.
Yeah.
Where people were tapping their feet in the control room, and they purposely never fixed it. They wanted people to understand how much took place there.
Yeah, and we're on with the great Michael Bolton. The name of his film is Michael Bolton Presents American Dream Detroit. Now, tickets are on sale. It's a one night only, though, at 450 movies around the country, cinemas around the country, May the 15th. Why is setting it up this way as a one night only, 450 U.S. cinemas?
Well, we're going to do that first, and then we're going to find the best home and negotiate something that's going to allow this film to be out there for a long time, if not forever. We're already speaking to people globally about it. I spend half the year in the States and half the year touring outside of the States, and I've already spoken to a lot of people outside of the States who would love to see the film air in their countries. You know, you've got this long list of people we reached out to, and they immediately said, I'm in. Where do you want me? I'll do this interview. And it started with Francis Ford Coppola, who's one of my favorite directors of all time, but I never thought about his middle name, Ford.
Ah, right.
So he was born there.
I didn't know that.
Father
didn't
know that either.
A friend with the head of Ford. Smokey Robinson is an amazing interview. John Varvatos, who opened his store there. Aretha Franklin, who's from Detroit, and still there and still her home. Jerry Bruckheimer, you know, legendary producer of film and TV. He also did Pirates of the Caribbean, so I was hoping he wasn't upset with me about Captain Jack Sparrow, but he loved it, it turns out.
Hey, Michael, you know, here in New York, I have a lot of friends who are actors and writers, and they are just totally, totally priced out of the city because the rents are so high now. Detroit seems to be thriving with an artistic community because it's affordable for young artists to live, right?
It is now. They still need more. They need more housing there. They reasonable, affordable housing is one of the things that needs to be built out. And the Illich family, from Macedonia, came over and were in Windsor. Then they came across to Detroit, fell in love with it. They only had enough money to open a pizza place, but it happened to be called Little Caesar's Pizza.
Yeah. Ended up owning the Detroit Tigers.
And then they bought the Tigers, they bought the Red Wings.
Hey, Michael, just before you run, now we're running out of time, I met you once, and I actually mentioned I saw you perform the Night of the Millennium down in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I thought it was a great show. So where are you now? Where are you now musically? Fun. Are you now touring?
I'm touring half the year. I'm recording. I record an album every 2 years, just like I did 40 years ago or 36 years ago, whatever it was. And I'm touring. There's something that I did, and you probably understand this, you know, that when you see people do the work, certain artists are a little uncomfortable or shy in front of a microphone. Some of them just don't want to do the work. But at Columbia Records, we pretty much worked as a team. So I spent my time promoting. If they said, you know, you're doing really well over in Southeast Asia, I didn't even know where it was. I went.
Yeah.
And 30 years later, I have three or four generations of fans there. So I tour Asia, China, North America, South America, South Africa, all of Europe, Eastern Europe, and pretty much everywhere in the world.
Super.
All right. Well, Michael Bolton, a great singer and now a movie maker with his documentary American Dream, Detroit, about the resurgence of Detroit. Michael, thanks a lot, Michael, for joining us. We really appreciate
it. Thanks so much. Check it out May 15th.
May 15th. And a lucky listener can win a couple of tickets to go see the movie. If you'd like to see it, Michael Bolton presents the American Dream Detroit. Be our 10th caller. Right here at 800-321-0710, we'll get you a pair of tickets to Michael Bolton's movie.
Looking forward to the movie. I was in Detroit many, many years ago, and boy, it looked pretty bad. So I'm delighted to see this great American city is making a comeback.
I was there the night they won the World Series in 1984, and there were riots in the streets. So I was there for some tough times, too.